The president called the new reality created by the Supreme Court a healthcare crisis, saying it has unleashed chaos and uncertainty. This executive order aims to make it easier for women to cross state lines for an abortion. It also ensures healthcare providers comply with federal laws, so women are not denied medical care.
And I commit to the American people that we're doing everything in our power to safeguard access to healthcare, including the right to choose that women had under Roe v. Wade, which was ripped away by this extreme court.
It's the president's second executive order on the issue. His first order in July expanded access to abortion medication and protected women seeking abortions from prosecution. However, some pro-choice campaigners say these actions will have limited impact. A stronger response requires approval from Congress, and Democrats know they don't have enough votes to pass new legislation. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.